You are Locked On Wolverines, your daily podcast on the Michigan Wolverines, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
It's two for Saturday. This is number two. So if you're listening to this first, no, there's another one. We're doing two Locked On Wolverines podcasts. It's part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. I'm your man on the ground, Isaiah Hull, publisher of Wolverines Wire, the USA Today Sports Media Group. I don't know how long this episode is going to be, because I don't know how much I have to say on it, but I think it warrants having its own episode. I'd rather talk about it than write about it. I think you've probably noticed I don't really write about terribly controversial things about Michigan when it comes to Wolverines Wire. I have no problem talking about them. Obviously, I very much am a pragmatist, and I think I like to use a lot of logic, try to be as objective as possible. And that's how we're going to approach this Bo Schembechler situation as it stands right now. Again, I don't know exactly the degree to which I'm going to have like a lot of incredible insight, but I think it does warrant a discussion, and I don't want to run from it. But I also don't want to. I want to preface that I don't think you're going to get like some crazy hard answers here from me. So we'll see how long this goes. So obviously, here's where we stand as I say this. Bo's adopted son, Matt Schembechler, came out with a couple former players and said, I was also abused by Dr. Anderson in 1969 when I was 10 years old. I told Bo. Bo punched me in the chest, then I flew across the room, and therefore he covered things up. That's refuted by Shemi Schembechler, Bo's son born to Bo and Millie Schembechler, and who I believe was born that year as it was. So it's not like it was something that he would have witnessed or whatever. He's disputing that ever happened. But you also have the Wilmer Hale report. You have all the different athletes that are out there saying that the Dr. Anderson abuse did happen. And here's where I stand on it. It's very complicated. It's complicated to know how those discussions transpired. It's complicated to know why Bo Schembechler didn't take it seriously. One of the accusations is that Don Canham took it seriously, fired Robert Anderson, and then Bo got him to stay somehow. Which, if that's the case, I mean, that's a huge indictment of Bo Schembechler, especially. And I know that Matt Schembechler had his whole, you know, no man's more important than the team, but Robert Anderson was placed above the team when all these things happened. And if all of these allegations are true, I mean, that's 100% accurate. I think that if Bo did hear about these things, and from what I have heard, it was no secret that Robert Anderson was doing stuff, and yet assistant coaches allegedly threatening, like, hey, if you don't do this right, then we're going to send you to see Dr. Anderson. Which, if that type of thing happened, that indicates that, yeah, it was pretty well known. It's one of those things, like, I thought about, there's an episode of Friends. It's kind of weird that this is where my mind goes with it, but hearing all this, I thought about that episode of Friends with where Joey was going to a tailor who was always fondling him, and he sent Chandler to go see him. And Chandler found out and was like, whoa. And Joey's like, that's just how they do it. And Chandler's like, no, that's not how they do it. Joey had no idea that he was being molested. So the reason I think of that is, not with the actual victims, because it's pretty clear that the victims felt violated. But for someone like Bo, I wonder how much she just thought, like, wow, that's just how a physical works. Which doesn't make it right. I'm not saying it makes it right. But these were types of conversations I feel like that people weren't having in 1969. Like, people are a lot more open now about abuse in all ways and shapes and form, as they should be. Nonetheless, Bo is culpable if the allegations are true. And it's not a good look at all. As a matter of fact, it's a terrible look. And the unfortunate thing, and reason why I tend to have a lot of holding back with a situation like this, is because neither Robert Anderson nor Bo Schembechler are alive to defend themselves. That doesn't make it any less true, but just the society that we've built pre-social media, so we had a good 200-year run, was a presumption of innocence unless someone's found guilty in the court of law. So right now we're judging a lot of these things in the court of public opinion. And for someone like Bo Schembechler, I'm not going to say it's not fair, because if it happened and we have these things that indicate that he probably was well aware of the situation, then we should know about it. But at the same time, we don't get the full context of it all, right? We don't have someone that shares their lived experience and their rationale and their reasoning behind what they were doing. So we have an incomplete picture. No matter how many people come forward and say, this is my experience with it, we still have an incomplete picture. This is different in that light compared to Joe Paterno and Jerry Sandusky. We're going to continue this conversation here in a moment. I'm going to discuss a little bit more about why I think that's important and what I think should be done about it as it stands right now. So we will get to that here in a moment. But before we do, got to talk to you about something a little bit new here. Stat Hero. Do you know that 85% of people who play daily fantasy sports lose? Is that really so surprising? The game is rigged against you. You're playing against thousands of other lineups, not to mention experts who have more tools and more time. You don't stand a chance. Introducing Stat Hero. It's the first ever daily fantasy sports book that puts the player in control and winning within reach. Here's how it works. Stat Hero shows you their lineups and dares you to beat them. It's you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup. You name your stakes, winner take all. You have the advantage. Stat Hero is showing you their lineups ahead of time. No one else does that. So you're in total control. Stat Hero is the daily fantasy sports book in the way that it is meant to be, one-on-one. Play Stat Hero now and change the odds. Go to stathero.com/lockedon, sign up for free right now. You can get 3x back on your first play. They're giving you 300% match. That's unheard of. Go to stathero.com/lockedon, stathero.com/lockedon. Also want to talk to you about BuiltBar.com. Y'all know how much I love Built Bar. Seriously, I've bought. Someday I'm going to see if I can go back into my email and count how many I've bought, but it has to be 20 at this point. Boxes of Built Bar. Because we've had a deal with them for a little over a year. And so, I mean, I've bought at least a box a month in that time frame. So it's got to be like 20. Sometimes I've bought two boxes at a time. I eat two at a time. I had two peanut butter brownie earlier today. That's my favorite. If you don't know what Built Bar is, it's a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. It's better than any protein bar on the market taste-wise. And guess what? It's also lower calorie, lower carb than all those other ones. And it still has usually like 18, 20 grams of protein per bar. It's that good, man. So I'm telling you, go to BuiltBar.com, put in promo code LOCK15, get 15% off that next order. BuiltBar.com, LOCK15, 15% off of that next order. All right, so let's continue the conversation. It's not really a conversation. I'm just talking, of course, just sharing my thoughts as they kind of come. So I want to differentiate between Paterno and the Sandusky. Well, I want to not only differentiate, I want to have a disambiguation here. Joe Paterno obviously lost his job at Penn State when all the Sandusky stuff came to light. Sandusky was also alive to be tried and all of that. We aren't in that same situation with Robert Anderson or Bo Schembechler. And I think that the important thing is to hear the victims and validate how they feel. And some of that is, does mean that there's going to be tough choices. So you'll hear at the end, last segment, what I think should be done. But just because I think that something should be done does not mean suddenly you have to completely invalidate a person either, especially someone who is a folk hero here in Ann Arbor, in Bo Schembechler. Now, I think it's also important to note that not Joe Paterno nor Bo Schembechler was the one committing the terrible act. Looking the other way is awful still. But if you're coming up with like some kind of chart as to where that is, like, hey, you know something and you could have stopped him, I think it's probably, they're probably coaches in similar situations, in the sense of, I would bet that both of them heard what was going on, but didn't take the threat seriously. Regardless of how many people say, hey, I told Bo waved it off. To me, it's not because he's like, I want this to keep happening. I think it's more of a, he didn't take it seriously. And I think that's probably the same thing with Joe Paterno. Ignorance is not an excuse for inaction. I'm just trying to explain what I think probably happened based off of what is out there. So let's be careful in who we vilify. Not stopping something that you could have stopped is bad. Let's be completely honest about that. It's terrible. But we shouldn't be put like, just like I never felt comfortable with making Joe Paterno into the same person as Jerry Sandusky. You know, because I think it's one of those things, a little different, because Bo didn't know Robert Anderson, you know, very long before the supposed first, hey, this doctor's doing something, compared to like Paterno and Sandusky. I think that's a little different, where it's like, yeah, I can't imagine that person doing that. I've known this person for however long, right? But nonetheless, I think you need to place blame where blame needs to be. It should be squarely on Robert Anderson. But Bo Schembechler has a lot of culpability. And I'll say the same thing now that I said about Paterno in the time, which I know I did not have a public forum at that time, but it's, you would have been that much more of a hero if you would have taken the threat seriously when you heard it, if you're Bo Schembechler, and did something about it and said, hey, this is not something we tolerate. Now, that's what Shemmy Schembechler is saying, that he's saying that, listen, the Bo Schembechler I knew, my father, and you have to give both credence to Shemmy, because he knows Bo better than anyone, but he also is going to be more biased towards Bo than anyone. But like he said, like, listen, the Bo Schembechler I know would have been the guy that would have done exactly that. So I have a hard time reconciling those two things, which is why it's not that I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, but I have a hard time reconciling those things. It's a tough situation. It's a very tough situation. And my heart goes out to all the victims, because you had a traumatic experience, and the man you looked up to the most didn't stand up for you when he should have. Whether it was because of ignorance, willful, or otherwise, it's not an excuse. But at the same time, think about how many of these guys also are out there. Not the same. Some of the victims, maybe not. I don't know. But there are thousands of people out there that still look at Bo as a hero, with people that played for him. I kind of feel like you have to take, and this isn't anything for the most part, unless you're just a pure villain. I think that you have to take the bad with the good and the good with the bad for everybody, because we're all human. We all do bad things, all of us. Now, there's a scale on how bad some of those things are, but I don't think that you erase the Bo Schembechler history. I don't, and I'll get to what I think should be done momentarily, but I don't think that you, I think you have to recognize, hey, this guy did a lot of good in the lives of a lot of men, but there are 300 some men that he seemingly failed. And you have to find a way to reconcile that and recognize that there's a lot of people that he really helped mold into men that they feel like they owe their lives to Bo Schembechler being a second father figure, if not like a primary father figure, as well as also recognize that there's 300 men he failed, allegedly. I do want to mention one more thing, and then I'll talk about what should be done. A lot of people are really upset with, you know, one of those men that he touched, whose life he touched in a good way, was clearly Jim Harbaugh. People were really upset that Jim Harbaugh said that the Bo I knew wouldn't have done this, and he never heard anything. You have to keep in mind, Jim Harbaugh cannot, regardless of anything, as an employee, you know, the university is in litigation. Jim Harbaugh is an employee of said university. Jim Harbaugh cannot come out and say anything that implicates anything. Just cannot. You know what I mean? So you have to recognize that first and foremost. But I saw a lot of people upset about his comments a week and a half ago at the football camp, but you have to recognize he can't say anything. So after all this is over, you know, maybe we'll find out more. But also another thing is, I see, you know, some rivals trying to pin some of this on Jim Harbaugh. This has nothing to do with Jim Harbaugh. This has nothing to do with the current state of Michigan at all. This has to do with the university. This has to do with events that happened a long time ago. You can blame the university, the way it's handled things in the interim, but it has no bearing on the current football program whatsoever. People say, hey, Penn State, you know, they got sanctions, whatever, and I saw some people talking about that, and it's like, listen, some of the people that had involvement in the Jerry Sandusky situation were still around at Penn State. This is completely different. All right, let's talk about what I think should be done, and then we will move on. But before we do, betonline.ag, that's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Listen, football over, but coming back soon. You got playoffs happening in NBA, NHL. Major League Baseball is in the middle of its season almost-ish. Early, you know, third of the way through its season, something like that. BetOnline also even covers awards, TV shows, reality TV. It's got real-time updated odds and props on almost anything that you can imagine. BetOnline also has you covered for all the news, the scores, and the odds. It is the best way to place your bets. And guess what? It is free to sign up. So head over to betonline.ag, sign up today, use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive that 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right. So what should be done? What can be done here about all of this? I tend to live by Occam's razor. The simplest explanation tends to be the most accurate one. And the simplest explanation is Bo Schembechler was alerted multiple times to the situation and refused to act. The reasons why he refused to act, we don't know. We may never know. But there are enough people that have come forward. And I've heard enough anecdotal evidence outside of even the public conversation that indicate that these things probably did happen with Robert Anderson. As far as Bo's involvement, it's hard to say, but there are enough people out there saying he knew everything. I wouldn't erase Bo Schembechler completely, but I've been a long proponent, as it were, that Michigan needs a reset. Michigan has been living under the shadow of Bo Schembechler since he arrived in 1969, and it's Michigan football hasn't been the same since he died the week of the Ohio State game in 2006. It just hasn't been. Became fractured, kind of comes back together, falls apart, comes back together. Michigan continues to add more Bo Schembechler things to its tradition list. It was only a couple years ago that they started pulling out that giant banner over the student section that says the team, the team, the team, and playing a video that says the team, the team, the team, and all of that stuff. To me, I think it's time to move on. I'm not saying erase all of it. I think one of two things should change. I don't think necessarily both, but the statue probably should come down. I'm not a big proponent of pulling statues, but this is a university compared to being like a civic center. And to me, he's still a man. You know, we have to, again, take the good with the bad and vice versa. But generally, in a situation like this, like, we should be looking at a guy who should be strictly revered. Now, that said, there's a Woody Hayes statue on campus in Ohio State. Woody Hayes got fired for punching an opposing player. I mean, it's not the same. It is not. But, like, statues aren't necessarily for paragons of virtue. I wouldn't be opposed to either taking down the statue and keeping the name Schembechler Hall, or vice versa. Change the name from Schembechler Hall to something else, the J. Ira Nikki Harris Hall or whatever, which would be annoying to say as a reporter where you're going, but I would do one or the other, because I think we need to still remember the man that did a lot of good. We need to remember the man that allegedly did a lot of bad, too. But, again, this is still playing out. A rush to judgment is never really a good situation. We'll see as, like, again, like, people were breathless over Matt Schembechler saying things just to have Shemmy Schembechler come out and refute it. Well, one's his son, the other's his son. I mean, one's adopted, the other one's not. So it becomes a he-said situation. Even in the interim, I think you can at least start phasing out a lot of the game day Bo Schembechler stuff and start building this program anew. Well, there's a lot of people that say tear it all down, burn it all with fire. You know what? I'm fine with that. But don't forget the past either. Not every city is named for a hero. Not every statue or building name is named for a hero. Humanity is flawed. There has been a lot of really good things that have happened in this world. There's a lot of really bad things, and some of them are done by the same people. So we need to remember the humanity of the situation, because we will never get the full answers that we need here. So it's, I kind of have this feeling of those who forget the past are doomed to repeat it. I don't think that canceling and full erasure of Bo Schembechler is the way to go. But I think when it comes to a lot of the fan service things that happen still with Bo, I think a lot of those need to go. But I thought it was time to do that regardless of this situation. But I think now it's official. The videos that play on game day, bye. The team, bye. You can leave some of those other things that have been paragons of the Michigan. Like, they can still say the team. They can still do their stuff, you know, a lot of these things. But I think it's time to start new anyway, right? Because those who stay who will be champions hasn't been true. It since what, 2000, after, you know, the classic came in 2005, hasn't been true. So let's stop paying homage to the man the way that we have. And let's start thinking of it a little bit more critically. And again, recognize the good and the bad with the equal weight that they should have. That's the best I can say about it, which I feel like I lumbered over it, but that's my thoughts in about 30 minutes almost. All right, well, that'll do it. We'll be back with more on whatever happens next week. Anyway, thank you for listening. This heavy episode. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.